This is Fresh Air. I'm TV critic David Biancooley. Today, streaming services are fighting a pitched battle for programming, viewers, and their monthly subscriber fees. Netflix is the major leader in this new streaming Game of Thrones, with lots of shows and movies worth watching. But Hulu has A Handmaid's Tale, and Amazon has The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, Fleabag, and other excellent series. CBS All Access has one great show, The Good Fight, but hasn't yet persuaded many people to sign up for one more streaming service. And this month, there are two more, with even more to come next year. Consumers at some point are likely to say enough, or, looking at their monthly budgets, too much. Into this landscape come two major entertainment behemoths with new streaming services. Disney with Disney Plus, which arrives soon, and Apple with Apple TV Plus, launching today. Let's look at Apple TV Plus, because now we can. Basically, it's a streaming service that costs $5 a month and doesn't have any back inventory of programming. Everything offered is brand new. You don't have to watch it on an Apple device, but if you bought a new one in mid-September or later, you get the streaming service for free for a while. Apple wants to make a splash right away and has plenty of money to throw at producers and stars. The flagship program for Apple TV Plus is The Morning Show, a new drama series starring Jennifer Aniston, Steve Carell, and Reese Witherspoon as TV news stars. The budget for this new Apple TV Plus show is a reported $240 million for 20 episodes over two seasons. That's $12 million an episode, which makes it, I think, the most expensive TV series ever made. A lot more expensive than even Game of Thrones. Is The Morning Show worth it? To Apple, if millions subscribe to the new streaming service, and especially if they buy a new Apple device to watch it at a discount, absolutely. But to viewers, as a piece of entertainment, not yet. Not even close. Reese Witherspoon's ambitious news reporter is more caricature than character. The co-anchors played by Jennifer Aniston and Steve Carell are poorly written, too. Things crackle when they share the same scene, but most of the time, they're kept apart. As in this scene, when Carell's character, Mitch, watches TV at home with his management team, while Aniston's character hosts their morning program by herself.
Good morning. I'm bringing you some sad and upsetting news. Mitch Kessler, my co-host and partner of 15 years, was fired today for sexual misconduct.
All right, stay strong.
First and foremost, I want to offer our sympathy and support to the women. We are devastated that this happened on our watch, and our hearts are with you. And to you at home, I understand how you must be feeling, because I and the whole team here at The Morning Show are feeling the same way. Shock, disappointment, disbelief.
She's throwing me under the bus.
And while I don't know the details of the allegations, I understand that they were serious and that keeping Mitch on was not an option.
I don't think we need to watch any more of this.
Do not touch that remote.
Other shows in the initial batch of Apple TV Plus programs are aimed at more specific audiences. For young adults, there's Dickinson, which presents the famous poet, played by Hailee Steinfeld, as a thoroughly modern Emily. It's set in the past, but with an attitude that's pure present. Hip-hop music on the soundtrack, erotic fantasy encounters with death, and so on. For the whole family, there's a nature series called The Elephant Queen, with Chiwetel Ejiofor narrating the action of Athena the Elephant, like one of those old friendly Disney nature shorts. It's very upbeat, even when the subject involves big plops of elephant dung.
Athena is aware that there is a dry season coming, and the only way to prepare for it is to put on weight, which means piling it in. But what goes in must come out.
For sci-fi fans, there's a new series from Ronald D. Moore, who so cleverly rebooted Battlestar Galactica. In For All Mankind, he does an even bigger reboot of sorts. Just as Amazon's The Man in the High Castle imagined what life would be like had the Allies lost World War II, For All Mankind imagines a world in which the Soviets beat Apollo 11 to the moon by a month, becoming the surprise victor in the 1960s space race. There are even some convincing, though totally fictional, Nixon tapes in which we hear the president railing about the surprise Soviet lunar landing. It's clever, suggesting this series may get even better as it goes on.
You know how the press is going to play this, don't you? The New York Times is going to say that Kennedy started the moon race, Johnson ran it, and then Nixon tripped at the goal line. That's what it's going to be. They're going to try and hang this around my neck, but they're not going to succeed. No, sir.
Finally, for Game of Thrones fans, an obvious lure is a new series called C, starring Jason Momoa and Alfre Woodard. It's about a jungle kingdom in which everyone is blind until two children are born able to see and grow up, well, like you'd expect. The only impressive part of C, as I can see, are the fight scenes. That may be enough for the Thrones addicts, but not for me. For me, there's not one potentially great show in the opening bunch, though For All Mankind might get there. But all is not bleak for Apple TV+. It plans to add new titles to its roster each month. And one of the next ones to be added, a new psychological thriller from M. Night Shyamalan and Company, is the best thing I've seen from Apple. It's called Servant, and it's about a young, well-to-do Philadelphia couple who hires a nanny and almost instantly has second thoughts. Toby Kebbell and Lauren Ambrose play the couple.
Well, she seems very nice.
Kind of quiet, don't you think?
She's a long way from home. She's bound to be nervous. I mean, it's our job to make her feel more comfortable.
Yeah, I get all that. How old is she?
Does it matter?
I don't know. I was expecting someone older, less weird.
If you screw this up for me...
What, I'm not allowed to make an observation?
I just want us to make a good impression.
She's Steph, darling. Try to remember that.
The Servant is so good, so unpredictable, and so unsettling, it's worth waiting for. And unlike the initial batch of Apple TV Plus shows, it might even be worth paying for.